The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, let's go to Adam in London to see what the British perspective is here on Boris Johnson, who's now been put in intensive care. Adam.
Yeah, not great. Not great at all. I have to say, for most of the day, there's a bit of speculation. Indeed, Russian media was reporting that the Prime Minister here was on a ventilator, which was dismissed by a Downing Street spokesman as disinformation. And we were thinking, well, for Boris Johnson to be in hospital, all the advice here is don't go to hospital unless your symptoms have worsened, or maybe he was getting preferential treatment. Turns out his symptoms had worsened, and actually they were slightly pulling the wool over our eyes. Nonetheless, it's the last 3 hours, essentially, where things have gone from bad to worse for our Prime Minister. He's now, as you say, in intensive care in St. Thomas's Hospital, which is the hospital immediately opposite the Houses of Parliament across the River Thames. And at this stage, we're told he's receiving excellent care. I'm sure he is. We're told that he has persistent symptoms and his temperature and his coughing and other things have worsened and that he does need help breathing. It's not good, and obviously there are lots of messages of support for him, but the thing on his side is that Boris Johnson is 55, so relatively young, and has no underlying health conditions other than the fact that he's a bit chubby, but, you know, that can apply to most of us, can't it? So he may well have his medical history on his side, but, boy, this could be a big jolt if dark things happen.
Absolutely. It's a big story. So he has been admitted to intensive care. The key words, I thought, were his symptoms worsened.
Exactly. Yeah. And we've heard that so many times with all sorts of other cases. And as I say, I think the thing on his side is that, you know, his age and the care. I mean, frankly, you know, it doesn't look good if a prime minister doesn't survive with his own health service looking after him. So they will be pulling the stops out all right for him, won't they?
Yes. Dominic Raab is the foreign secretary, 46-year-old. He's only been in the parliament 10 years, the member for Buckinghamshire. A Cambridge graduate, he will now be, what, the acting Prime Minister or deputising for the Prime Minister?
Yes, it's interesting. They don't really have quite the power structure that lots of people do. I think it was Tony Blair who first came up with a deputy Prime Minister. I don't remember them before that, but we haven't had a deputy Prime Minister. Theresa May didn't bother. Boris Johnson hasn't bothered. So technically speaking, there's nobody automatically to take over, but Dominic Raab, the Foreign Secretary, has been chosen to chair today's emergency meeting about the coronavirus and to take over affairs in the interim.
Right.
But
okay.
Because there's no hierarchy, yep. We're sort of playing it all by ear.
Well, thank you, Adam. Let's hope all is well. It doesn't read well at the moment. Just repeating, Boris Johnson has been admitted to intensive care after his symptoms worsened.